This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch Thursday morning edition. I am the Captain Matt Bruce as we broadcast live and in living color from our flagship Salem Media Group Tampa flagship station and my Moss Family Automotive Studio, too, to great radio stations all across America as well as across the Caribbean and around the world, via the Internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes to our active-duty military and veterans, along with a salute to our first responders, our EMTs, firefighters and police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, keeping us free and safe. Now, to the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers and bakers, janitors, maintenance, mechanics, construction workers, bulk mail centers, the Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers, along with the roughnecks working on the oil rigs, and those bridge tenders, too, keeping the waterways moving. Thanks for all that you do. You can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out the all-new website by going to the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Well, joining us right now, as he does all six nights a week, first part of the show, Kyle Warner, Professor of Politics. Hey, Kyle.
Good morning, Captain.
It would be time to say the pledge. Are you ready, sir?
I sure am.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we underscore those two words, under God, folks, because the great United States of America was founded on Judeo-Christian values, even though there are some people that are having a convention right now that would try to lead you astray with something else, because they're going in the total opposite direction of what this country was founded on. And what a shame that is, Kyle.
Well, it really is, Captain. It used to be that everybody was pretty much on the same page in terms of those kinds of bedrock things, but unfortunately I think we've seen the politicalization of so many things, and it's become about winning, and it's something else now.
Well, everything that the speakers got up and said tonight, from Pocahontas to Hillary Clinton to Barack Obama to Kamala Harris to Nancy Pelosi, everything they're accusing Donald Trump or the Republicans of doing, they themselves are in fact doing it.
Well, sure, yeah, this is exactly their modus operandi, Captain. It's the idea that, we're trying to create this authoritarian system and this kind of stuff. Well, that's exactly what they would like to do with these policies and sliding towards socialism, these kinds of things. And, you know, it becomes a little cliche, but I do think it's really appropriate. If you look back in the not too recent past, the party of John F. Kennedy just has no place in the modern Democrat Party at all. And again, this is where we've all kind of lost out, I think.
And I heard a liberal commentator, I don't know who it was because I don't really watch the network that the guy was on that much, but I heard a liberal commentator come out and say this was the most boring convention he's ever seen so far.
Well, it really is.
There's no excitement. That's the other thing he said. There's no excitement.
Yeah, there's no excitement. There's nothing to really light up people about this. I mean, yes, we understand that they all hate Donald Trump and they just don't like Donald Trump and it's all about Donald Trump and how they feel about Donald Trump and all this stuff. And quite frankly, they're constantly talking about Donald Trump. But what we're not getting from them is why they would illuminate us so much more and how everything would just, you know, fall into place better. And they're not doing it.
Yeah. Now, I can read lips, and when Kamala Harris finished her speech and she stood there in front of the screen, and then Joe Biden walked out a few seconds later and stood there, and he was looking around kind of dumbfounded. He had that look in his face again, like, what am I supposed to do? I read his lips when he said, now what? You know, asking the people that were there, now what do I do? Now what?
Wow.
As a matter of fact, they're replaying this thing on television right now. Here he comes. And he's looking at Kamala, and he's got that look in his face. And there he turns around, and he's looking, he's waving, or kind of waving, kind of half smiling. And then he says, now what? You can read his lips. Now what?
Well, it's a sort of a bizarre staging as it is. You know,
it
they've
is.
They've got all those... you know, the pylons with the names of the states, and you don't have the opportunity for really the energy to be there in the room, and Kamala Harris has to stand there and wave at a giant Zoom meeting or something. It just doesn't translate.
And then, of course, the husband for Kamala comes out, and Joe Biden comes out for Joe, and they come out from the back room, and they're like inches apart as they walk through the entranceway to get in there, and now they got to separate themselves by 10 feet from each other when they're standing on the stage. Go figure.
Well, exactly right.
It's all show.
Of course. And even so, Captain, Barack Obama came out and gave a speech, but he didn't really seem to be really just hitting it hard for Joe Biden. He was, again, talking about, and also, you know, this really interesting thing. I think they're really afraid that people aren't going to go vote, and so I think they're trying to set up this thing where they can say the vote was all suppressed or something like that.
Well, here's the deal. Joe Biden thought that by selecting Kamala Harris as his running mate, it would have a great effect on the black community and put the black community in his corner. Because there's been a lot of rumors about Donald Trump maybe getting 8 or 10% of the vote, possibly even more. But the latest polls that are out there, including a Rasmussen poll, shows that some 30% of the black voters are now less likely to vote for Joe Biden because of Kamala Harris. They're trying to bill her as a black. A couple people have tried to bill her as African American. She's not black. I've said this before. She's of the Caribbean and the Indian origin, which doesn't make her black. It makes her dark skin. And she certainly isn't from Africa, so she's not an African American. All right, hold that thought, Kyle. When we come back, more on the Captain's America Third Watch. And we got a lot of stuff to cover tonight, including the United Nations and what Secretary of State Mike Pompeo had to say. This is really getting interesting right now, where we're going with Iran. And we'll see what happens here. We'll see. I'll be right back. This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Why shotgun? Why shotgun?
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Indeed you are. And this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch brought to you by my very good friends, Pete and Seth Talbot, the makers and manufacturers of Relief Factor, a product that I've been taking religiously for 4 years, and it works for me. Now, my problem is arthritis, but if you've got arthritis, back pain, neck pain, shoulder pain, foot pain, ankle pain, hip pain, maybe you've even got muscle aches and pain from your normal everyday activities of your job, this is a healthy, 100% drug-free product that will work for you. It goes right to the root of the pain to alleviate pain at its source, and I've never seen anything quite like it. I've had people tell me they've taken it for headaches, migraine headaches, and it's worked for them. And I've had other people tell me they've had a pain or a cramp or something like that in their leg, and within minutes it's working for them. But it is what it is, all healthy, 100% drug-free, and it contains turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3, all stuff that's good for you, and it supports healthy joints and muscles, too. To find out more and to see how you can get the $19.95 three-week quick start, go to the website relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain, and you can also call them at 800-500-8384. But remember to tell them the captain sent you, or they're going to charge you more than the $19.95, which is what it costs to get started with a three-week quick start. All right, Kyle Warner, professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
All right, we got a caller in here. Let's check on and see who we got. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Ladies and gentlemen, this is John in Tampa. Boss, great to talk to you. How you doing, sir?
Not bad. Sounds like you've been yelling. You almost lost your voice, sir.
Nah, you could hear me at the Bucks game when they do let people in there, so I got one of those voices. But anyway, just back to the no, of course I didn't watch the it's not the DNC, it's the DND, Dumb and Dumber, okay, because that's what that is. That's a classic train wreck. You were president for 8 years, Obama. You sucked, okay? You were terrible. You were terrible for African Americans, you were terrible for blacks, you were terrible for Spanish. Now you want to tell us to go vote for the kind of union support? And Joe Biden, who looks like death, who can't put two sentences together, who's hiding like a coward and not even doing a debate. Come on, man. You're embarrassed. You're insulting
African-Americans' intelligence. You're insulting the American people's intelligence. So we're not voting for Joe Biden, who hasn't done anything for the American people in 40 years. We're not voting for you. Your policies stick. Schumer's a disgrace. Pelosi's a disaster. And we're voting for Donald J. Trump. And we're voting the Republican ticket all the way down. You don't even stand for our military and our tax. You're a disgrace. No, we're standing with Trump, who's a winner. God bless you, Captain. Let's get to work. We got 77 days to save the country.
All righty. That's Todd in Tampa. And his phone was wavering a little bit there, wasn't it, Kyle?
Yeah, it was fading in and out.
So. Yeah, I wonder if he's moving around somewhere in between the tall buildings. Might have been. But anyway, we talked during, you gave a little push here that we were going to talk about Secretary of State Pompeo and what he had to say here. Now, the United States has demanded the restoration of the U.N. sanctions against Iran. They want the snap back sanctions put in place that were there should Iran violate the principles of the nuclear agreement, which they apparently have. There's definitely proof of that. And I don't know where they're going to go. What are we going to do?
Well, you're right, Captain. It is what the President and what the Secretary are calling for is the snapback. And there's going to be a lot of opposition to this, of course, in the UN. Even European countries, their position at least would be that they would have concerns that Iran would, extract themselves from the deal entirely, that they would, continue to go full bore developing nuclear weapons. I have a feeling they're trying to develop nuclear weapons anyway. But what's going on with this, though, Captain, is that the sanctions are working. And the snapback would provide, I think, additional leverage or pressure, shall we say, on the Iranian regime to capitulate, for one thing. But also, as we continue to isolate Iran and weaken the Iranian regime, that sets the stage for even more progress to be made of making peace in the Middle East. And some of these nations, we just saw, of course, the UAE come on board, first nation in 25 years to do it. But we can see others if they are able to tell that Iran is weakening and they don't have to worry about Iran either expanding or trying to spread its hegemony in the region. They will be much more agreeable to making peace with Israel that way.
Right. Now, the NIH, the National Institute of Health, which is Dr. Fauci's organization that he's a researcher on, has demanded that a New York nonprofit's laboratory give them the Wuhan lab info that they have if they want to keep their funding. That could get interesting.
Well, it certainly could. I mean, obviously, we know a lot more about this virus than we did, from the get-go, but there's a lot of, I'm sure, technical information that would be very, very helpful, so I think that's the right thing, yeah.
Well, there's obviously some laboratory techs and whatnot, and again, we know about the deal in Boston involving Harvard, amongst other things, and the laboratory tech that was caught with samples of the virus trying to take it to China, of all things, coming from the lab in Harvard, and then the Chinese military officer who was cloaked as a student but was a member of the Chinese military that was working in this lab with this other professor who, by the way, also tried to sneak out of Dodge and got caught. And I'm not really sure where any of that's gone. Are you?
No, I don't think we have any new information, but one of the other interesting aspects of what they're talking about here is that they are asking that this nonprofit also arranges for inspection of the actual Wuhan Institute of Virology by an independent team that would, again, they're trying to figure out the exact sequence of this virus. And they're trying to, that may be one of the only ways we can really, really fight it. Because, again, this is unprecedented, what we've seen happen around the world.
Now, because we just mentioned New York City and the nonprofit organization that they were talking about that had the Wuhan lab information, we've got another story that came slipping out of the slippery slope in New York City yesterday pertaining to New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio and his wife. as we found out, and I knew about this before, that she was getting paid a lot of money to be a staffer with him. Well, yesterday we found out that she gets $1.1 million for a salary working on his staff for him, which is more than the governor, or, well, yeah, it is more than the governor. It's more than the governor, more than the mayor gets for the job they do. And he's trying to defend why she gets that much money.
Well, that's a hard thing to defend in the grand sense. You can say it's a hard job, it's a special job, these kinds of things, but, yeah, in, with what's going on and everything happening in New York and all of it put into the mix, he'll have a very hard time doing that. And a lot of people will see that and say, okay, well, I guess it's a good gig if you can get it, but it seems a little out of context or out of, or off pace with maybe what it should be.
Well, yeah, and the other thing is what they need to understand is with the defund police movement going on there and with the Black Lives Matter and all that nonsense going on, suddenly she gets $1.1 million, and we're all trying to figure out for what?
That's right. Well, that's feathering the nest of Bill de Blasio as well. Yeah, so, I mean, it's people will look at that and they'll roll their eyes and they'll say, yep, it's not a surprise.
Well,
you know, they're getting more than they should. You know, that's
here's one for you. And I told everybody when we discussed this first a couple of weeks ago, I told everybody it was coming. I told you don't be surprised when you hear it. But Facebook just banned some, but not all, of the QAnon groups and accounts because of the information they put out there that is constantly not accurate. And these aren't all of them now. This is some of the QAnon and the accounts of these people as well as the groups.
Yeah, that's a real interesting development because, again, as you're saying, I mean, if it's, the information is not accurate, and it's a fine line between people wanting to say whatever they want to say, basically, but this is a very interesting situation from what we know of what the QAnon thing is all about.
Well, again, this is not all of it. This is just a whole bunch of people that... See, what happens is when you put something out that's only maybe half-truth to begin with, and then you start sharing it, and people start sharing it, and it starts changing what's in there, and they start adding or subtracting things, then it becomes totally false at some point along the line, and that's what was going on.
Right.
So,
exactly.
And people, you know... We always tell them here, be careful what you share and make sure you vet it to make sure it's accurate. Because if it's not accurate and you can't prove it, then don't share it.
Well, that's right. And then people won't trust you if you put something else out.
All right. Hold that thought. Folks, you're coming right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Got a lot more coming your way. Schools. Wait till I tell you this one about schools. Holy smokes. Be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch. Heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time. Overnight, Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
We're now three-quarters of the way through the Democratic National Convention. The theme is a more perfect union. Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden's pick for vice president is Kamala Harris. She opened the night's virtual festivities. Before officially accepting the nomination for vice president, Senator Harris spoke about the importance of voting.
I know many of you plan to vote this year, but amidst the excitement and enthusiasm for this election, you've also heard about obstacles and misinformation and folks making it harder for you to cast your ballot. I think we need to ask ourselves, why don't they want us to vote? Why is there so much effort to silence our voices? And the answer is because when we vote, things change.
This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
This is Larry Elder, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Thank you very much, Larry Elder. Larry Elder, and you can hear him on a lot of these stations weekday afternoons. Now, your local GEICO office is part of a tradition because, you see, GEICO has been saving people money for more than 75 years, and they're the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring over 21 million drivers, including me, your humble talk radio host. And how I got involved with them 14 years ago is I went and did a cost comparison, wanted to find out if they could save me money, and I'll be doggone if they didn't save me a lot of money. And I had cars and trucks at the time, and I just jumped all over it. Plus, I had my homeowner's insurance cost compared with them, and I was able to save a bunch of money. And I'm still saving money because, knock on wood, there it is, knock on wood, I get a 10% safe driver's discount every year like clockwork because I'm a safe driver. And that helps, too. But when you bundle your car or your truck insurance or your motorcycle or your RV or your boat or your whatever it is you're driving, okay, you bundle that with your homeowner's or your renter's insurance, you get another discount on top of a discount, and you could really save money. So go to their website, GEICO, G-E-I-C-O, GEICO, G-E-I-C-O.com, and check them out and tell them the captain sent you and see if you can save a bunch of money like I have. All right, Kyle Warner, professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, schools are one of the big problems right now, problem areas. Most schools that are in the red states, they're either going back to school personally, like in the classrooms and all that stuff with all the different things they need to do, social distancing, et cetera, or some classes are being held outside. Or if they are doing the online learning, some are learning online and some are learning in a classroom. It's not all one or all the other.
Well, that's right. And I think schools are also giving the option to go fully online anyway during this time period. But as a matter of fact, we had a development here today in Orange County, California, Captain. It looks like I think at least one school and maybe others are getting their waivers approved to be able to open for in-class instruction.
And I can tell you why that is, because we talked yesterday about the lawsuit that several parents have got going against California, Governor Newsom, and the state of California to open the schools for the children.
Yeah, exactly right. And also the numbers as well, we understand, have been going down. And so this looks like it could be through K through 6 for some schools that it would have applied for a waiver. But 7th and 8th grade, I think high school, might wait until Labor Day, depending on, again, the way that the numbers fluctuate, if at all. And so it is an interesting development. However, nobody's really holding their breath yet, because something could occur with these waivers.
Well, here it comes. Some medical experts yesterday said, are you ready, folks? It could be years before the schools get back to any form of normalcy.
That's exactly right. They would have masks, barriers, social distancing. This is just wreaking havoc, of course, on all kinds of different school activities, sports activities. And you know, Captain, I mean, it's a personal kind of a thing, but it's really difficult. I mean, if you're a high school senior and this is your year to play sports and get noticed and get ready to go to college, it can be just a real disappointment. And obviously in the bigger picture, you want everybody to be safe, nobody wants to get sick, etc. But there's got to be a way in order to make sure that people's lives aren't completely put on hold. So we're going to see how it goes. Absolutely.
Now, about a week or 2 weeks ago, I don't remember exactly when, we talked about this operation that was coming called Operation Legend. Remember?
Oh, yes, that's right.
Well, yesterday, Attorney General Barr stood out there and said more than 200 people have been charged with federal crimes. More than 1,000 people have been arrested. This went full bore yesterday, and it's still going on.
That's exactly right. And this has to do with sending help, you know, federal agents and so forth to help, you know, get a lot of these criminals off the street. And it was all started by the unfortunate death, of course, of a small boy who was killed. And this sparked this whole operation, and it's going to get a lot of people off the street and hopefully save lives.
Now, the president last night, after Barack Obama came on and pretty much chastised him and called him everything except a successful president and threw a whole bunch of lies out there again about how great he was and all the things that he did, forgetting about Joe Biden and about two-thirds of what he said, because it was all Barack, 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 because that's all he does. Donald Trump went on a tweet storm against Barack Obama. And one of the things he asked was, how come it took you so long, Barack Obama, to back Slow Joe?
Well, I think the short answer to that is that I don't think Barack Obama really wants Joe Biden or wanted Joe Biden to be the nominee.
No.
Yeah, he's the nominee now, so that just sort of is what it is, I think, for Obama. But I don't think they wanted Biden at all. In fact, this is one of the reasons, Captain, why Kamala Harris went after Biden so hard in those debates.
Yep.
About busing and all that stuff. They were trying to knock Biden out. The whole strategy was...
She was the choice of Michelle Obama because they are friends, and Michelle wears the pants in the family, okay, and she was the choice, and she was the one they wanted to get to the top of the ticket.
Well, sure, and now so they have some consolation, but the very idea of Joe Biden running for president or being president, I think even Barack Obama thinks that's a bad idea. So, you know, we could be in agreement with Obama. It could be a first here, I think. But he's, of course, going to soldier on. But his speech, even Chris Wallace on Fox News, didn't think it was a full-throated endorsement of Biden because, he, like you said, Captain, he talked mostly about Obama stuff.
Now, when Roger Stone got convicted, went to jail, had his sentence commuted, And there was a comment about, well, he was going to challenge the ruling by the judge and this, that, and the other, because he felt he was unjustified charged and, you know, this all that sort of stuff. Well, I told you when he went to do the appeal that I didn't think it was going to work. You remember that?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Do you remember why I told you that?
Why was that? Yeah.
Because he mouthed off to the judge when he was told to clam up. Remember, they had the...
That's true. You're right. Yeah,
yeah, and he mouthed off to the judge and went on a couple of TV and radio shows and just kept talking like as if, well, I'm Roger Stone. No one's going to bother me. Hell, by the way, even if I do get convicted, I'm going to get clemency from the president. Yeah, well, he got some of it. He didn't get all of it. But the thing of it is guess what happened to him yesterday?
What was that?
A federal court officially dismissed his appeal case. Guess what? He didn't appeal nothing.
Right. Well, that's hardly surprising then.
His sentence was commuted. He's still a convicted felon. And he didn't gain anything. And again, it's all because of what he did. And I tried to warn, you know, people, and they're going, oh, he's going to be acquitted. Oh, he was railroad. He was this. Doesn't matter. He mouthed off to that judge. And when he did, all bets are off.
Well, certainly. That's a cardinal rule, by the way.
You keep your mouth shut.
Exactly right. And so, in many ways, Roger Stone was his worst enemy in a lot of this.
Now, Mr. Don Lemon from CNN is at it again, calling President Trump a bigot, a racist. And he says, those aren't opinions, those are facts. Really? What kind of facts there, Don Lemon?
Well, this is just typical of him.
He's a jackass.
Well, you know, but again, you know, what kind of a program is it really? And to simply come out and say things like that, it really diminishes even the ability to try to take the whole thing seriously. If you're going to be critical, be critical. But it just goes beyond the pale, I think.
You could take Lawrence O'Donnell. You could take Rachel Maddow. You could take Don Lemon and put all of them together and combine all their ratings, and you wouldn't even have half of what Tucker Carlson has. And you wouldn't even have 20% of what Sean Hannity does. Tell you anything?
Well, of course. Well, and you know what? I'm so glad you mentioned that, Captain, because that's what's happening, I think, with the DNC convention.
Oh, the DNC convention. Yeah. Yesterday it was 48% below where it was the year before.
That's
or
right.
4 years before.
And they will try to tell you, no, well, we're putting on a digital convention, and that's where people are seeing it. And, I'm not so sure about that.
They can't prove what they got. Nobody's talking about numbers. You can, you know, I see numbers for the Internet. I see numbers. I know how many people are listening on the Internet. They could do that, too. But if it's true... Well, how come we haven't heard them say anything? They just say, oh, we've got a whole bunch of people, millions of people watching us on the Internet. Really?
That's right. Yeah, they would be trumpeting that. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, they're not doing it, so that means it ain't happening.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You're right.
Yeah, because every now and then we'll produce the numbers we got out there at night, because it's really fascinating to me when we see it. All right, hold that thought. Folks, will be right back. When we come back, it's the Truckers Highway and Byway Report out there. Some things don't change. Yeah, it's still hotter than a firecracker out west. They still got all the fire warnings and all that. Plus, they got new wildfires that started up because of all that dry lightning that we told you about. We'll be right back. Don't go nowhere.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch.
Attention radio listeners, have you ever wanted to be independent of the utility companies and actually generate your own supply of off-grid electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear. Here's why. A limited number of solar-powered backup generators are back in stock and now available. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently, secretly, in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, even keep food from spoiling. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more. That's MySolarBackup.com. Supplies are still limited and are available on a first-come, first-served basis only. MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendovite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendovite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, buddy. This portion of the Captain's America Third Watch, the Truckers Highway and Byway Report, brought to you by our friends at the Pilot and Flying J nearest you. Stop on by, not your daddy's truck stop anymore, and you are going to love it, love it, love it, love it. Love it, because get yourself a nice free hot cup of coffee. They got all kinds of amenities there. You're home away from home. And if you don't believe me, we're just going to go rooster cruising.
Little boogie tune called Ray's Radio. Little song for that left lane. Goes like this. Come on, baby. I got a 4 1/4 cat sitting under my hood. I got 15 gears and my rubber is good. Hair right, feet look good wherever I go, and there just ain't nothing wrong with my radio. I got an imported radio that sits on my dash. I got a Rode King mic that I like to match. And when I key my mic, my fellow truckers know that there just ain't nothing wrong with my radio. Well, I was headed to Memphis, it was late one night, when me and another hand got in a radio fight. Well, he went to feed his mic, but I took control of the show, because there ain't nothing wrong with my radio.
Alrighty, that's Ray Carlisle. Ain't nothing wrong with his radio. And that's for all our friends up there in Kentucky, because there ain't nothing wrong with your radio. That's why you're listening to us. And we got a couple of affiliates up in Kentucky, and we're going to bring Kyle Warren into this. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
All right, let me read the weather statement, then I'll give it to you. Critical fire weather threats are expected to continue for portions of California and the northern Great Basin and the Rockies, with isolated dry thunderstorms in the high plains. Now, yesterday that caused another bunch of wildfires, the dry lightning. Excessive heat will start to retreat back to the southwest, but will remain through this weekend and into next week. Showers and thunderstorms in the southeast may produce locally heavy rain and flash flooding, and we currently have got something going on down there in the Mobile, Alabama area over towards Pascagoula, Mississippi. We'll get into all that, but first, Kyle, tell us what's going on out west.
Well, Captain, we're going to start in my state of California tonight. According to the governor, we've had 11,000 lightning strikes in the last 72 hours, which has sparked 367 new fires.
Wow.
In the state of California. So your brothers in the firefighting, your brother firefighters are
going
working
nuts.
Overtime. Exactly right. And so that's what's happening here. And of course, we have some big fires burning up around the Bay Area, and the entire area was blanketed in smoke.
By the way, they had a helicopter that was fighting the fires, one of the water helicopters, go down and a pilot got killed yesterday.
Oh, that is terrible.
Yeah.
That is really, but I can't imagine why, because the smoke is just so thick, obviously, when they're trying to do their job. So that's very, very sad. But we do have 8,000 residents, that were ordered to evacuate in Solano County. We've got other homes and buildings that have already been burned, over 100 buildings in an area known as the LNU Lightning Complex. Also homes burned, and 25,000 others in Napa, Sonoma, Lake, Yolo, and Solano counties have been threatened as well. And so, again, these lightning strikes are what are causing these things, we understand. And, of course, we still have the excessive heat that is going on all throughout the state, and, of course, also over into the southwest. Phoenix, again, 112 to 116 projected there. In Las Vegas, 110 to 115 degrees. Death Valley, 120 to 125 degrees projected. And about the same, of course, we're going to have excessive heat going up again to 15 through Utah, up through Provo, Salt Lake City. And also excessive heat, or fire weather warnings, I should say, up around the Idaho Falls area. And up on into Montana through Helena, Great Falls, fire weather warning up there, fire weather warning about a third or more of the state of Montana. Also, Captain, in Colorado, we continue to have those air quality alerts because of the wildfires there and all of the smoke covering most of the state of Colorado now, Grand Junction over to Boulder and Denver, and now wildfire smoke also into the northwestern part of New Mexico, going all the way down towards the Albuquerque area. And so, again, bad air quality, and you have to take precautions for that if you're sensitive to that.
Yeah, and moving over into the upper northwest, the northwestern corner of Minnesota tonight, we have some thunderstorm activity up that way, moving towards the east-southeast. It might go towards the Twin Cities, don't know yet, but right now it's just inside the North Dakota border, as it appears to be moving in that direction. And then coming all the way down to Texas, the Metroplex of Texas, again, poor air quality alerts. Around San Antonio, poor air quality alerts. Houston South, down to Galveston, poor air quality alerts. And then down towards the Mexican border, poor air quality alerts. Now, we've got
thunderstorms again tonight in the New Orleans East area, but they seem to be more extensive over from Pascagoula, Mississippi, to about Pensacola, Florida, where a line of storms and rain is moving inland from the Gulf. Of course, they've been firing up all during the course of the night, and that's what happens. We had our rain earlier here in the Tampa Bay area tonight. And up in Michigan tonight, about halfway up Michigan on the Lake Michigan side, western side of Michigan, you got some showers there along the lake. But other than that, I don't see anything else to bother anybody there, Kyle. So the weather is pretty much out west, with the exception of the poor air quality in Texas and out there in New Mexico. That's Albuquerque west if you're going towards I-40 headed west or coming east. That's the smoke out there, right?
That's exactly right. And, of course, this heat wave, Captain, is just a gigantic heat wave. It's the hottest it's been for quite some time, in at least 10 years, and maybe even prior to that as well. And it's going to stay, I think, for another several days.
Now, my question is, are they still doing the rolling blackouts out there in California, like in your area and whatnot?
Yeah, I have not heard of any rolling blackouts today. I haven't seen any reports of them. The blackout that I actually experienced on Tuesday, turns out we found out today, was a blown transformer, but they got it fixed in about an hour and 20 minutes or so.
Okay. Now, we'll change gears a little bit. Joe Biden, Kyle, is being billed as the faith candidate. You've heard it, right?
Oh, sure. Yeah, yeah. Faith.
Religious, devout man, this, that, and the other, and all that sort of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But there's something interesting that's happened with the Democrats at their convention this time. They've been saying the Pledge of Allegiance, and nobody said anything about it until right now. And I noticed it tonight. They're not using the words "under God" in the pledge.
Yeah, that's huge. I mean, that is really huge.
Well, nobody said anything about it, and I caught it tonight, and just as I was catching it and listening to it, boom, it popped up on Fox. There's not another network that's even mentioned it.
Well, exactly right. Yeah, and some of the these different delegates or whatnot, they chime in and they do the pledge, but you're right, and I've seen it for myself. They don't say "under God."
Yeah.
And so, and that's kind of a thing. I mean, that's deliberate. I mean, you don't just skip under.
Well, it's trying once again to fundamentally transform America by getting rid of the devoutly Christian roots that we've had that started our country. Because after all, when they were having their meetings early on, where were the first legislators and whatnot, the Continental Congress? Where were they having their meetings? Weren't they in churches?
I think so. Yeah.
Yeah, and the reason for that is because the British weren't going to bother the people in their churches, or supposedly not to begin with, but once they found out what they were doing, then they burnt some of their churches down.
Right. Well, imagine this, and we can take it a step further. Then what would happen? Would they want to take "In God We Trust" off the money then?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, they'd do that if they could.
They could, yeah.
All right, well, hold that thought. Folks, we're coming back with more. Hour number two of the Captain's America right around the show, the Third Watch, Captain's America Third Watch. And when we come back, we're going to try to give you an update on the stimulus as best we can with the information that's out there. So I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. Advertise at GCNlive.com.